In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Christ is risen.
Truly, truly he is
risen. This is the third Sunday after Pascha, dedicated to the healing of the paralytic by Jesus. That was recounted in the gospel that we just heard. And this paralytic was in a very sad condition. He was suffering extraordinarily, not just because of his physical infirmity, though that was very great. He was paralyzed and he couldn't work. He couldn't travel on his own. He depended for his living on others. And this had been going on for 38 years. 38 years in that condition. But this physical suffering was compounded by his social isolation. We have to read very carefully to catch this. But think about this man who for 38 years was paralyzed and waiting at the sheep's pool, trying to get in for help. And he says to Jesus, "I have no man to help me." For 38 years, he had no one that would help him into the pool. And Jesus, of course, as the knower of hearts, knows this man's suffering, and he comes to him, and very gently he asks him, "Do you want to be healed?" It sort of sounds funny to us because we think like, well, of course he wants to be healed. But this is the humility of Jesus, that he doesn't force himself upon people. You know, elsewhere, Jesus waits for people to express faith in him, to put their trust in him, to ask him for help, rather than simply jumping in to solve problems without their permission. But having asked the man, "Do you want to be healed?" the man explains to him that he lacks help to get into the pool. And so Jesus does heal him, and not only restores him, you know, minimally so that he can walk, but he restores his strength enough that he's able to carry his pallet that he had been lying on. And so this is a wondrous miracle. You know, possibly the reason why we have this gospel during on a Sunday during the season after Pascha is because this man's condition very much resembles death. One of the hymns at Vespers said that this man, this paralytic, was like an unburied corpse. He was like an unburied corpse for 38 years, unable to care for himself and lacking others to help him with a simple task of bringing him to the pool. He was isolated and abandoned and disabled. And yet Christ comes and raises him from this condition, that resembles death. Just as Christ later, after dying, rose again, raising up all mankind from our paralysis, from our isolation, not only from God, but from one another, caused by sin. Now, we might expect that when this man takes up his pallet and starts to walk, that would be the end of the story, right? It's like, yay, Jesus healed him. But that's not the end of the story. I'm going to skip over the idiotic Jewish leaders who don't know the law. But go to the moment after the man is confronted by the Jewish leaders, when he again encounters Jesus. And what does Jesus say to him? He says, "Look, you're well." "But sin no more, so that nothing worse befall you. Now think about that, nothing worse. We can read through that very, you know, blithely. This man was paralyzed and abandoned for 38 years, but there is something worse. There is something worse. Something worse that comes about because of sin. It is that condition of paralysis and isolation and abandonment that happens to us spiritually because of our sins. And this, Christ came to heal as well. An even more significant healing than that physical healing. To heal in all of us, if we will let him, sin, which incapacitates all of our spiritual faculties, all of our spiritual abilities. It makes us spiritually disabled. You know, we are created by God, not just, for example, with physical senses, but with spiritual senses in order to perceive God and angels and to be able to spot temptation when it is, you know, at a distance coming towards us, to be able to observe and see how God is working in the world and how the devil is working in the world. All of these spiritual senses are deadened because of sin. We're created with spiritual abilities to commune with God, to commune deeply with one another, to not only experience love, joy, and peace, but to be able to spread that around us in the world. And all of those abilities are killed by sin. Yet Christ comes to resurrect us, not just physically, but even more importantly, spiritually, in order to restore in us those spiritual abilities that have been deadened by sin. However, again, Christ is humble. He doesn't just force himself on us. He doesn't just sort of zap us and say, "Now you don't have to worry about it anymore." But he waits for us to ask. He waits for us to put our trust in him. He wants us to cooperate with him. And so when he comes to us, we must listen to him. As he says to us, "Sin no more." That's not just sort of a half-hearted wish that our Lord tells us. Even though all of us, for all of us, it seems like an impossible hurdle, Christ calls us by his almighty power to this impossible reality. And so, even as we sin, if we sin, let us pick ourselves up. Let us confess. Let us repent. And let us not despair. Let us not be dismayed, because Christ calls us to something unimaginable, a spiritual healing that restores us to the image and likeness of God. To him be glory, honor, and worship together with his Father and the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages. Amen. Christ is risen.